I was talking to this girl on MySpace, and she was a knockout, right? And so we started talking, and it had been about 3 weeks, and she finally, you know, came around to where she wanted to meet or whatever. And so we set up a date on the weekend, and the weekend came, and she ended up backing out, saying that her grandma died. And so she went down to Wichita, you know, or so she said. And, you know, I was sympathetic and everything. And when it finally came around, you know, that she wanted me to come over the next weekend, and she ended up backing out of that. So it had been about a month before, you know, she said that she still wanted to see me. So I was like, all right. So every time she would back out of it. And so I finally, you know, she gave me her address, and I showed up there unexpectedly one day. And this girl, she was like the perfect girl, you know, other than she didn't want to meet me. And when I got there, she was just this huge girl. She's fat, you know.
Yeah.
So
did you yell at her or anything?
No, I was nice whenever I finally met her. So
did she use a phony picture or what? What's the story on that?
Yeah, she had a phony. She had like 13 pictures, so it made it look like she was a, you know, a real person.
Yeah. Aww. Or her head just like transplanted onto Kathy Ireland's body or something. Kathy Ireland, yeah.
Yeah, because everybody steals her pictures nowadays.
Yeah, she's 50 years old now. Perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, bro.
All right, no problem.
See ya. Kathy Ireland is still hot. Have you seen pictures of her recently?
Not recently.
Lay off. 6 in the morning.
I was seeing this chick, right? And then this chick and I, we got a little hot and heavy, and we did our thing. Mm-hmm. And later on down the road, I don't know, about 6-7 months after we broke up, she said that she was pregnant and that it was my kid.
Of course.
I said, you know, it's been 6 or 7 months, there's no way. So she started posting bulletins on MySpace, you know, to everybody saying that I'm a deadbeat lowlife, you know, it was my kid, but it wasn't. Then she started posting bulletins that my pecker was small. It's huge. It's not. So, you know.
Oh, is that right? All right.
Because of MySpace, I had to go into witness protection. I had changed my name.
Yeah.
I do all that.
Wow, man. That's rough.
You should go on Maury.
No. I can't do that.
You can't trust Maury? Yeah, he could be in on it, too.
Yeah.
He could be.
I think he might be.
With that Connie Chung at his side, you never know what he could be up to.